I'll bring your raya to Shmuel. That even if you write a shtar, still the original owner does not give it away. Why? It says, Shimon Elazar Oymer, Lokach Min Isha. Again, the same case was when a husband has property set aside for his wife's ksuba. And now it says, if you first went to buy it off the wife, V'chaz of Lokach Min Ish is Nechokayin. If you first went to buy this property off the wife and she said okay, and then you went to ask the husband and he also said okay, then it's a good mechira. But what about Minish? If first you went to the husband and said, listen, I want to buy this property now, and the husband already set it aside for his wife's ksuba, but that's what they said. And then, Minish, and then lady went to buy it off the Isha, and then afterwards he went to buy it off the Isha, is Mekabato, then the Mekach is no good. Because we say, the wife is only agreeing now because the husband said so. But she herself really would not want to sell this property. Until she goes and writes a shtar on it, and not just a regular shtar, but she also has to give a guarantee that if it's taken away, you can keep it. So you see clearly, writing a shtar alone is not enough. You have to write an achrayus. So Mar says, let's say from here it should be a question against Rav. That Rav says it's enough just to write a shtar. And here we see, no, it's only good if the wife writes achrayus. And the Mishnah says these two halachas are alike. The halach of sikrika, when you buy it off the guy, when you buy it off the isha, the ksuba. So Mar answers, no, omalach Rav. Rav can answer back, my achrayus namishtar. What does Rav Shimon ben Elazar mean to say? If you buy it off the wife and she writes you achrayus, could be achrayus doesn't mean anything special. It only means a regular shtar. So if it could be, it's no kasha and Rav. Tana Rabbanu, we learned like this. Lokach mina sikrikun. If somebody bought this property off the guy, again, the guy first went and grabbed away Reuven's property, and now the guy has it. And now the guy goes and sells it to another Jew, he sells it to Shimon. So, lokach min asikrikum. V'yochlo sholoi shonim b'fnei bailam. Now this Shimon stays in the field and uses it for 3 years. And Reuven sees it, Reuven doesn't say anything. So it's a chazaka, so it's a proof now that Shimon really bought it off Reuven. And Shimon does not have to hold on to the shtar, he has a right to lose the shtar now after 3 years. And after 3 years now, this Shimon went and sold it to Yehuda, to a third person. The original owner, this Reuven, has no complaints against this Yehuda. He cannot get the karka away from Yehuda. Like Yehuda has 100% right to stay in the karka. Yehuda bought it off Shimon, and Shimon already bought it off the guy, but was living there for 3 years. But since he was living there for 3 years, that's a chazaka, that we say for sure he did it kedin, that the din of the Mishnah is, like we'll soon see, the safe of the Mishnah was that when you buy it off the guy, so the guy for sure gives it to you a little bit cheaper, because the guy grabbed the property, it's free property for him. So when he sells it, for sure he sold it a third cheaper. So therefore, one third of the money you pay him, you have to give that money to the owner. See here, that the new person lived there for 3 years, and the Reuven didn't say anything, we say for sure that's what happened. That when he bought it off the guy, Hitaka gave the original owner an extra $100. So therefore now that the second person bought it, he has a right to keep it. So the Gemara says, hey Chidami, what's the case talking about over here? Either Kotoy, if the second buyer is saying, Minoch Zavna, I bought it off you, and that's what he's saying, because he bought it the right way, he's saying a good taina. The second one is saying, I bought it the right way. For the Gemara, Afilu Rishonami. What's the chiddush that he sold it to a second one? The first one will also have the same halacha also. By the first one also it's the same halacha. The first one also has the right to say that if I'm living there for 3 years, that I bought the property the right way. So what's the chiddush the second one over the first one? And either like Katoyim, but if the second one is not saying anything, V'yamim minoch zal ebur of you, if so, Afilu Shenanami loy, we should not. And if the case is that he's not saying what happened, so then even by the second buyer, why do we let him keep it? If he does not know to say that he bought it off the Shimon, that Shimon bought it off you, so how could Levi keep it now? Like, what's going on here? If he's saying he bought it the right way, so Pshiti's Neman, the third one. Even the first buyer would be Neman. And if he's not saying anything, so why can he keep it? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Le'olam really delay katoyin le. No, that the new person now, the second buyer, is not saying anything exactly how it happened. He's not saying, he doesn't know how it happened. All he knows is that he bought it off this person, Shimon. He does not know what Shimon did with the property. So why do we let the person keep it? Well, for going then, such a case, toyanim liyorish v'toyanim lakeach. There's such a law that sometimes Bezdin says the complaints for the person himself. That's the pshat over here. In other words, since this Reuven, it was Reuven's property originally. Now the guy took it away from Reuven, and Shimon bought it off the guy. And Shimon's there for 3 years. And then Shimon sells it to somebody, so now Bezdin takes the right to complain for this Levi to say that most probably Levi has the Kedin. That's the Kiddush over here. But the Iduch, if it would have just been a complaint against Shimon, against the first one that bought it, he toyin in. If he would have said out that Yishno, I bought it off the guy, and I paid my quarter back to the owner the way I was supposed to, we would trust him. But v'loy toyin loy, if he himself would not come and say that he bought it the right way, we would not say it for him. So that's the chilek. If the first person that bought it off the guy, if the original owner comes and says to him, listen, he never paid me the money, give it back to me, if he doesn't say anything, he wouldn't keep it, we'll take it away from him. Just now that the Shimon sold it to Levi to a second buyer, the second buyer doesn't know too much, and he doesn't have to know, so therefore in such a case, that's the Chiddush over here, that Bezdin themselves comes and complains for him and says, you should know that the person has a Kedas or Kedin, because most probably since Shimon ate there for 3 years, and the original owner did not say anything, that's always called a Chazakah that we say, whatever took place, most probably took place the right way. Therefore, this new buyer now, even though he doesn't say anything, we leave it by him. Turn around, buddy, we'll go like this. Habo machmas chayv, if a guy comes and takes away property from a Jew, and he complains to the Jew saying, listen, you owed me money, I'm taking it away. We also machmas and porius. Stam, a guy comes and says, keep quiet, I'm taking your property away. Rashi says, gedeva, stam, he comes to steal your property. And the Jew can't do anything right now, so you should know, ain't by mishum sekrikin. It does not have the loch of our Mishnah Sekrikin. But our Mishnah says that if the owner does not buy it back within 12 months, then whoever wants to come could buy it. Here it doesn't apply that loch. But the Amporius Atzma, the person that stole it, Tzricha Shetishoy Shteimas HaChodesh. He has to let the property stay in his field for 12 months. We'll soon see what that means. Fred Gemara, what do you mean? So Yamr, you're just telling me now, ain't bo mishum sekrikin. You're just telling me now, the anferis, that if the goy stam comes and steals our property, there's no halacha of sekrikin. In other words, it's called stolen property. And whoever buys it, nothing doing. If eventually the original owner will take you to the interior, the original owner will get it back. Well, there's a special halacha by sekrikin that doesn't apply now. So question here, first you say there's no din sekrikin, and then you say yes, that we have to leave it alone for 12 months, but mashma after that, whoever wants to come could buy it. So chutz astira. So Gemara says, Hakakam, this is what he meant to say. Sekrikin atzma. What's the lacha by real sekrikin? We'll soon see what that means. That tzricha shetishoy yud beis chodesh. Like our Mishnah says. In the Mishnah's times, that was after the Romans. That first the Romans made a gzera that the goyim have to kill us out. And then they said, we'll even pay you. And then they made another, then when they made Sholem, they said, no, the Goyim are not allowed to kill the Jews. But our Koponim at that time, the Jews were still very afraid of the Goyim. So at that time, if a Goy would grab away the property, then we say the Jew really means to give it up. And therefore, if it stays in his hands for 12 months, and the first Jew does not buy it back, he like gives up his rights from the fields, somebody else could buy it. That's only Bisman the Sekrikin. But later on, nowadays, like if the Goyim take away the property, we're not afraid of them, and therefore the original owner does not mean to give it up at all. Therefore, nobody has a right to buy it off that Goy. Eventually, it'll go back to the original owner. All right, turn over. Omer Rav Yosef, it says like this, Naktim, and we hold, Einan Porius above all. There's no halacha, there's no unpurus, means that the goyim do not grab our property in bubble. So Murray, that's what they thought he meant to say. So Murray says, I have a chazin and the yika, how we see the goyim do grab away our property. Eli meant to say like this, Eli Eimah, ain't din unpurus above them. There's no din of unpurus above them. means we just said anporius means if a guy comes and grabs away a Jewish house, nothing doing. Nobody has a right to buy it off that guy. It still belongs to the original Jew. Eventually he has that to get it back. But in Bubble we don't say that. In Bubble we say if the guy took it away, it like belongs to the guy now, somebody can buy it off the guy. My time away, Kivud Yikud Bei Doyer. Since there's a Bezdin in Bubble, for La Yosel and the Jew doesn't go there, is a machul yachol. We have to say that the most part of the Jew is Michael the prophet to the guy. Therefore, in Bavel, if the guy take away the property and the Jew does not take him to court, so we say the Jew is Michael the property. Therefore, somebody does have a right to buy it off the guy. By the Gidol Bar Ilo, Kibul Arya Bataska, he took property from a town to pay the tax. Mevnei Bagat, this is a Jewish town, and the law was everybody in the town has to pay taxes to the king. And they made up that if somebody from the town would leave, so whoever wants to take over the achrayas to pay the taxes could take the property for that year. So Akhtim v'yoyu zuzeh, this loss is shot what happened. So this Gidor Barula, somebody in the town left town, so he decided I'll pay the taxes for the property that year, and he had a right to eat the fruit that year. But instead of paying for 1 year, he paid for 3 years. Is for Yoyu Zuzit Lasishan, he paid for 3 years of taxes. Lisaif, after 1 year, Osamav Osa Kamoi, the original owner, came back and wanted to get his property back. Omrule, Shosri Kamaisa Diyogis Ochalta, very good. The first year that you paid taxes and you ate the property already, good, that I understand, that's right. But Hashtu Ananya Vinan, but now that I'm coming back, I'll pay the taxes for this coming year, and therefore, I'll eat the fruits. Listen, still my property. The law is just, if I go away, so whoever wants to pay the taxes that year could use it that year. That's all. But I don't lose it. So now that I'm back again, I want the property back. But the other one said, listen, I paid taxes already for 3 years, so I have the right to use this field for 3 years. What's the locha? So what's the kind of the Rav Papa? They came in front of Rav Papa. So, Savu L'michtav Le'etirfa, Avnei Baga. Her papa thought to say that he was right. Gidol Barilo was right. He paid the taxes for 3 years already. He has a right to use his field for 3 years. His garage star tifa, he had to have taken away from them. Omale Ravuna Bred Rabbi Yeshua Papa. So Ravuna Bred Rabbi Yeshua said, that's Rav Papa, no. And Cain, if you're going to do this, Asisa Sikrikun. You're going to make this halacha like Sikrikun, as if to say they have a right to keep it. And we just learned we don't have the din of Sikrikun now. Now there's no din the guy could take it away. So therefore, Elo Amar Afuna Bred Rabbi Yeshua Haniach Meisel Keren Atzvi. The pshat is the person just lost his money. He has no right to keep the field. When the owner ran away, now if whoever takes it over, that's true. That year when the owner is not here, if you pay the taxes, you can keep it. But now that the owner came back, he has a right to get his field back. You paid taxes for 3 years. That was your fault. Who asked you to do it? You should have never done it. As far as you know, this you have to do 1 year at a time. The owner left this year, that's all. What's going to be next year, it still belongs to the owner. It's not the Sikrikin, it's not the Goyim, it's not the Melech. It still belongs to the original owner. So if you have no right to pay the taxes for 3 years, so you lose out your money. This is the law of the beginning. Then the Bezdin said no. First the law was, if you buy it off the Sikrikin, nothing doing. It's not called a good sale. You still have to eventually give the money back to the original owner. Then they said, no, whoever buys it off the Sikrikin, it's called a good sale. That they made a new takona, though, that you have to give the owner nice in the Bailam Revi. You have to give the Bailam one quarter. Like they said, the svar is that the Goyim sell it to you cheap because it's stolen goods. They paid nothing for it. So if they charge you $300, really the field is worth $400. So you have to pay one quarter, which is $100, you have to pay to the owner. That's a fear deal. Somewhere else is like this. Revi the karka, revi the mois. That either the owner can say, I want the worth in karka, or else you have to pay him the worth in money. Or shmulam, revi the karka. True, if the owner wants to get karka, he has a right to take that quarter of the karka. Shein shlish the mois, that's only one third of the money. But my kalifik was the machlag is tolian. Masav anach revi zovin. One says the guy sells it a quarter cheaper. Or masav anach chumsha zovin. He only sells it a fifth. Cheaper. Meisvi Avakasha. Zum Mishnah Rishon. This is why they did at the beginning. But Desmond Shalachreim Omru, Halakeach Menasekrikin. If any by another Jew now buys this field off the guy, that grabbed the field away from Reuven, Noisim Labailam Revi. After you pay the guy, you have to give now one quarter of that money. It means milabar, like we said. If you pay 300, you have to give $100 to the owner. The yad b'alam el yoyne, and the owner has the right to make his choice. Rots of the karka, if he wants to sell, have a right to take from the value of the karka, have a right to say, give me one quarter of the property. Leitlam rots of the maestas, if they want to take back the money. Eimasai, when is this bisman shein b'yodim likach? Only if the original owner does not have any money to pay for it. Avuyesh b'yodim likach, if the original owner has money to buy it, hein kaidmul chaladim. They have the right to buy it back, the first one. Nobody can buy it back. Because really it was their property. Just the goyim took it away from them. So if they have the money to pay the goyim, they have first rights to it. Now this the Mishnah says, Rebbe Hoshev Bezdin, Rebbe put a Bezdin there, V'nimdun made a new takana. Shem Shosa v'fnei Sikrika Shnei Masachedish, that if the property was stood by the goyim for 12 months, in other words, the original owner did not buy it back within a year, then no, kolakredin likasacha. Then whoever goes and buys it gets it. Even if the owner wakes up a year later, it's too late. Avo, but even if you buy it a year later off this guy, so again, you buy it at a cheaper price, therefore it's only right, Avo, nesim labaylam reviyah bekaka. You have to pay back the original owner one quarter of the property or reviyah bemois.
So, koponim, this is a kashan Shmuel, because before Shmuel said it's a shlish bemois, not a reviyah bemois. So, Gemara answers, omravashi kitanihi, when did we learn this? After the money already came to his hands. In other words, really it's a third. Just after the money comes to his hands, now it's called a quarter. Like Lamoshtal, if the field wheel is worth 400, and you only paid 300 for it, so therefore a third of 300 is 100. When you add the 100 onto the 300, it's like 400, that's called a quarter. So more stuff like this now. Omar Rav says, I know.